Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I sort of tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Little Canned Heat bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Tim Berry's our guest. He's our good friend, original founding member of our Brain Trust, the galactic guru of business planning, the founder of Palo Alto Software, the author of the book on business planning, Hurdle, and the new one, The Plan As You Go Business Plan, which is I consider to be the great 21st century version of business planning. Tim, thanks again for hanging out with us. In the previous segment, you and I both were talking bad about people who just depend on data. You know, we're data driven. We only make decisions based on data. Well, I think that we can't let small business owners off the hook, though, Tim, because you and I both know most small business owners don't use enough data. They use too much seat of the pants. They shoot from the hip too much. They think their instincts are better than they are. And so what I'd like to recommend is that you help us find a balance between enough data but allowing for our instincts and for our humanity. What do you think?
I think absolutely. It's not that ignorance is good. This is very important. It's that in some company cultures and with some people and the way they handle it, the data then stops discussion. And I think clearly data research should add to the discussion and temper the discussion and be part of the discussion instead of stopping the discussion. And I think we all know what I mean when it stops the discussion.
Right.
Our research indicates it has to be green. So then it has to be green, you know. And I was in a room once with a very brilliant marketing lady who had sort of recently joined a group where we were all looking at the data. There's a tool that as you analyze a web page, it shows with the metaphor of heat, hot spots,
right,
where people are clicking. So there in that, I was kind of observing, but there she is with a team, and they're analyzing where people are clicking, and it's projected on the wall and here, and they're looking at, well, they're clicking here in the about or whatever. And there's this pause, and suddenly she says, but wait a minute. She says, stop, everybody. Look at the screen. Don't you see that it's ugly? And, I mean, that's an exact quote.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was focused on the data. Don't you see that it's ugly, uninviting, And, you know, that to me, that data, and by the way, that tool has been very, very valuable to a lot of companies.
But it was creating something ugly, right? I mean, if the data may be accurate, but if the dogs won't eat the dog food, it's not good,
well,
right?
In this special problem with data, now there's no discussion because this is the link that's clicked and that's the other link that's clicked. And then the humans can't say, but I think this is the problem.
Right.
Because now the data takes over. I mean, I want data to be my servant and not my boss.
Now, let me flip it around the other way, Tim. Let's say that you're the young daughter of a guy who founded the company 30 years ago, and he's been serving one profile of customer all these years and doesn't want to change because that's the company, those are the customers that have been taking him to market, you know, have been helping him to be successful. And she's saying, but Dad, we need to change our product line. He says, nope, we've been successful all these years. It was my good instincts that did this. And she brings him data, and she shows him that his product is mostly interesting to a certain demographic, and that demographic is about half the size of what it was 10 years ago. And so this is an example where sometimes the instincts and the tradition will shut off discussion when the data needs to be allowed to live.
Oh, absolutely. The contradictions and the paradoxes are so important. I mean, this is why I love business, that it is constantly changing, and what I'm worried about is the data being the boss, but the data as servant, and looking at data when you have to change your mind. I mean, I don't like the story because doing anything because we've always done it that way is a terrible reason.
That's an epitaph. That's an epitaph,
yeah,
Tim.
Yeah, that's right.
I call that an epitaph.
That's just terrible. But still, bringing data into a discussion to open a discussion and to open minds is the right use of data.
Right. And here's
closing the discussion that's bad.
And here's how you remember that data is important, but it needs to be the servant. No customer buys data. Not unless your product is data. Like unless you're a consulting company or a political consulting company or something like that, unless your product is data, none of your customers are buying data. So you don't need to let that be the king of your decision making.
That's like the Ted Levitt thing that nobody wants drills. They want holes. That's why they buy drills.
Exactly.
So that the data is as part of the process. I mean, now you go to what's optimal, and you're reminding me of several years where I was a vice president in a market research company. What's optimal is you use the data to help. You use human subjective experience to help, and where you go and what decisions you make are guided by both, and they work together, and you're working with humans who will have the sense to let data surprise them.
Right, right, exactly. Hey, Tim, hold on to that thought. Bplans.com is a where you can go to a website that Tim's company has built where you can learn about business planning, more about that. Also, timberry.com, folks. You don't want to go another day without knowing what Tim's up to. He'll teach you a lot of stuff at timberry.com. Tim Till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.